Katie Maceras is a cybersecurity expert, and she says perhaps we should consider the possibility that not everyone should be able to live stream.
It's not a bad idea to potentially have only specific verified accounts allowed to post. And if something that they post that is live streamed does contain violence or hate speech, that privilege goes away.
But she understands that's going to cause a lot of controversy about who is allowed freedom of speech.
Look, here's the thing about free speech and free expression. It's a messy proposition, and there's always going to be abuse.
Al Tompkins is a senior faculty at the Poynter Institute. He teaches ethics.
It's true offline. It's true online. And if you intend to give people the ability to communicate freely with each other, it's going to be messy. And some people are going to abuse it, but most people won't.
Twitter and YouTube have both condemned the attacks and said they are working to bring down any video of the shooting. Facebook said in a statement it moved quickly to take down the shooter's Facebook and Instagram accounts and the video. It also said it is, quote, removing any praise or support for the crime and the shooter or shooters.